ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நம. ஹரிஹி ஓம். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். மௌனவியாக்யா பிரகடித பரப்ரஹ்ம தத்துவம் யுவானம் வர்ஷிஷ்டாந்தே வசதிருஷிகணை ஆவிருதம் பிரம்மனிஷ்டை ஆச்சாரியேந்திரம் கரகலித சின்முத்ரமானந்த ரூபம் ஸ்வாத்மா ராமம் முதித வதனம் தட்சிணாமூர்த்தி மீடே. We are looking at the Dhyana Shlokas of Dakshinamurti Stotram. And in this Shloka, we went up to the Acharyendra, meaning up to that. Here Indra does not mean Devendra. The word Indra at the end of any other word, the suffix, it means Sreshtaha, the greatest one. So Acharyendra means Acharya Sreshtam. And that's what we saw in the last webinar. And now we will proceed. Karakalita Chinmudram Ananda Rupam. Karakalita Chinmudram. So in his hand, he is showing a gesture. He is porting a mudra. Mudra means a gesture. It is a non-verbal communication. All the dances, they are all non-verbal communication through mudras. For example, if you want to communicate through the for the hearing impaired, then you again do through non-verbal communication. All paintings, sculptures, etc., they are also non-verbal communication. In fact, when we talk also, our body does a lot of things. Body swings, hand waves, the head nods, all these are again non-verbal. So mudra is a form of non-verbal communication. Here, Dakshinamurti is non-verbally communicating the essence of Vedanta to his shishyas. And that mudra gesture, which conveys the essence of Vedanta non-verbally, is called Chinmudra. Chit means here Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Jnanam, the oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma. And Chinmudra means Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Jnana Bodhaka Mudra. That gesture which shows, which communicates the Aikyam between Jivatma and Paramatma. And what is that Chinmudra? It is defined as Ankushta Tarjani Yoga Mudra Vyajena Dehinam Srutyartam Brahma Jiva Aikyam Darshayana Naha Avatachivaha. That is the definition. Ankushta Tarjani Yoga. Ankushta means thumb. And Tarjani means forefinger, the index finger. So called, it is called the Tarjani because generally it is used for threatening somebody. I will get even with you. You know, that is the thing. So this is the finger, index finger. So Tarjayati iti Tarjani, the one that represents the Ahankar, the ego, the Jivatma. So Ankushta stands for Paramatma and this Tarjani, the index finger, stands for Jivatma. Because in the Upanishad, Paramatma is described as having the size of the thumb, the Sankushta, the thumb. So residing in the heart. So the heart is supposed to be of the size of a fist. This is the size of a heart. And within that fist, the inner gap is of the size of the thumb. So if you have to visualize, for example, God inside our heart, heart is of the size of the fist, and inside the gap of that fist, the thumb will fit, so the God is visualized as the size of the thumb. So, otherwise, they call it the size of the flame also. So, similarly, Ankushta Matra Purushaha Madhya Atmani Tishtati Ishanam Bhuta Bhavyasya Natato Vijugupsate. So, the Paramatman should be meditated as the size of the thumb within the heart. And we have to be very careful here. So, that kṛtajñatā prakaṭanārtham namāmi. I do namaskaram to express my kṛtajñatā, my gratitude. Moksha siddhyartham namāmi. If I have not got moksha yet, for getting moksha, I do namaskaram. Either way, it is okay. So, I do namaskaram to that Dakshinamurti. And I'm going to continue with the next shloka, but I don't know when my computer will die because I don't have the power cord. But I will continue. When it stops, you will have the recording up to that point, and we may have to adjourn the question answers for the next session only. Chitram vatataror mule vriddha shishya guror yuva gurostu maunam vyakhyanam shishyastu chinna samshayah. So very simple words of appreciation, nothing new here. Chitram vatataror mule, somebody is expressing a wonder that he is seeing near the vatavriksham, the banyan tree. Something wonderful is happening there, which the other wants to share with the world. The other wants to share with the world. So, chitram. Chitram means vichitram. Vichitram is ascharyam. Something abnormal, extraordinary is happening. What is happening? Where that is happening? Vatataror mule. Under the root of the banyan tree that is happening. And what is that? A teaching session is going on. Generally, in many classes, the teacher is elder and the students are youngsters, generally. But here, I find everything different. What do I find? Shishyaha vriddhaha. Generally, Vedantic students, by the time they go through life and discover the relevance of Vedanta, for that itself, it might take up to 75 years perhaps. Because Vedanta is relevant for life, but extremely difficult to understand. That is why they divide it into four ashramas. The three of them to discover the relevance of Vedanta. And one further year study of Vedanta, the sannyasa ashrama. So assuming we have 100 years of life, then the three ashramas would take nearly 75 years. And the last 25 years only may be devoted for Vedanta. So Vedantic students generally are old. That is the convention normally accepted. So vriddhaha shishyaha. And there is a second interpretation also. The word vriddhaha can be taken figuratively also, which means maturity. In the Dharma Shastra also, they talk about jnana vriddhaha, vayo vriddhaha, shila vriddhaha, three types of vriddhas. Jnana vriddha is one who is old by sheer knowledge. Shila vriddha is one who is old by experience and his anushtanas. And vayo vriddha is old, the regular one who is old by age. So here vriddhaha, it can mean maturity. So all the students who are listening to this Dakshinamurti, they are all mature students. And what about the teacher? Guru. Dakshinamurti is the guru who is yuva. The Lord Dakshinamurti is young and fresh. So the word yuva also can be interpreted in two ways. Age-wise, the Lord Dakshinamurti is represented as a youthful god to indicate immortality, physical age. Also, it can symbolize agelessness, one who never grows old, ever young. So, the primary indication of an internal youth is what? A mind which is always optimistic, as we told in the last webinar. Positively thinking is a youthful mind. A mind which has become more and more cynical, critical, with more and more negative thoughts, is the indication of old age generally. As someone said, when dreams are replaced by regrets, it is an indication of entering old age. And so, the youthfulness indicates positive thinking, optimism, a non-critical outlook. So Vedantin is always a yuva. He never goes on telling in our times all the time. What is the use of repeated saying in our times always? So this is the second wonder. And guru who is yuva. First wonder is shishyas are vriddha. Second wonder is guru is yuva. A vriddha guru is difficult because he may not be able to sit for 1 hour and teach also. Requires lot of energy, tenacity. So, practical reasons also, the teacher must be reasonably young. True with the students also, but at least they can afford to dose up during the teaching. The teacher can never dose up. Then the third wonder is, gurostu maunam vyakhyanam. The teaching is done in silence. And what is maunam? We have seen in the first words itself earlier. You can just recall at that time. So, maunam vyakhyanam, that means we should remember that it should not be taken literally, only figurative silence. This is the third wonder. And what is the fourth wonder? Shishyaha tu chinna samshayaha. Even though the teaching is peculiar, called maunam vyakhyanam, still the students are able to grasp the teaching. Not only they are able to grasp, they are also free from all doubts also. Chinna samshayaha. They have doubtless knowledge. Chinnam means literally destroyed, which means free from. So chinnaha samshayaha yesham te chinna samshayaha. So samshaya rahitaha. They are all free from all forms of doubts. So all these four wonders are indicated by the word Chitram. Therefore, we have to add the word Chitram or Vichitram after each statement. Vriddhaha Sishyaha Vichitram, Guror Yuva Vichitram, Guroho Maunam Vyakhyanam Vichitram, Sishyaha Chinna Samshayaha Vichitram. So in some books actually, this Maunam Vyakhyanam is given as one word. But both readings are also okay. So I am going to stop here because my computer is dying. So I will continue with the next shloka in the next webinar. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya parasamaheshwarah. Shri Krishna arpanamastu. We may have